Sunday the 24th of August 2014, just approaching 11:15 a.m. So we're now starting on the North Worcestershire Path, just on the banks of the River Severn by Bewdley. Just had a wonderful ride on the steam train. So we're trying out my new backpack today. I bought a fairly cheapy Carrymore one. A Wind 25 plus 10, I think it's called. Got one of those air vent things on the back. Slightly annoying though, it makes a bit of a creaky noise as I'm walking along. I was going to pause just for a moment so you can don't hear that. So we're just outside Bewdley, we've just come through the centre of Bewdley over the bridge. There's some kind of farmer's market going on with craft stalls and things. And there was a bloke frying burgers. I was sorely tempted to stop for one, but I had a McDonald's yesterday, so today's the day when I walk it off. So it's fairly overcast, but it's this bright in the sun. It's lovely and warm. So I'm heading towards northward on the River Severn. I'm on the left-hand bank. We've got people on the river in rowing boats. That's just near rowing, there's a rowing club. Actually, a fair few runners today, so I'll let them run past. Some kind of launching stage. We're on there. Like a running club going past. Hiya. That's St. Clair. Yeah, so this is the first few hundred yards of the North Worcestershire Path, so we'll rejoin you a bit later on. Heading towards Upper Arley for the first stop of the day. Ice cream. There's a little, wonderful little village shop that sells ice cream, so that's where we're heading there. So on the first little stop of this walk today, so we're just south of Trimpley Reservoir. So I've just found a little bench to sit on. Just wanted to get easy access to my few snacks I've got. So that was the train coming past, just on the other side of the river. I'm getting quite hungry now. So we're just having a couple of minutes just to gently refuel. So the first proper stop is somewhere in the Wye Forest. I'm going to get an ice cream at Upper Arley. That's just going past where I normally record this end of the steam train. There's a crossing point. I won't be going on that today, but so we're going to get an ice cream at Upper Arley, then we're going to go into the Wye Forest, and then we have a proper stop. I got a sandwich, I bought myself a sandwich, and that was the first stop. That's about 5 miles in, so we'll keep on walking. I've just seen the puff of smoke through the trees. So we've just come to the end of the Trimpley Reservoir, so now on the footpath directly below my beloved Seckley viewpoint, where I come usually out of season to have a look at the view, especially in the autumn. Fantastic in the autumn when the trees turn. So, quite woody this part. Got the river stepping still on our right. Quite heavily overgrown actually. I'm going to dodge the stinging nettles. So, second viewpoint should be just above my head somewhere. We've got the faint whistle of the steam train in the valley. That's why I like walking in this part of the country. Come here in some months and you get the echoes of the steam line. You only get it in the winter on weekends because they close. So we're approaching Victoria Bridge. So there's only about another 3/4 of a mile maybe to Upper Arley and the ice cream that waits. So we've got an ice cream in my hand. Raspberry sundae, I think it was called. Lovely. Just stopped up at the village store in up Arley. So now slightly backtracking on the route. So we've now got the river to my right. Been in after a couple of 100 yards, maybe 1/4 mile. We'll then swing a left and then we're into the edge of the White Forest. So this is quite a busy section.
Well, we've made it to the first stop of the North Worcestershire path. It's in a place called Eyemore Wood. We're about a third of the way in now, 5 miles. And I've been walking just under 2 hours. So ain't too bad actually, I'm quite pleased with that. I'm quite pleased with the progress there. So I stopped off at the petrol station, I got myself a sandwich and a bag of crisps. So we're just going to have a bite to eat. I'm also then going to test my new gadget. So I've now joined the Sawyer Squeeze gang. I bought myself yesterday a Sawyer mini water filter. So I've used the water in the pouch that I took from home. And quite conveniently, when I did my wreck the other day, you hear that? And some water flowing down just down at the. I'm sitting on a little bridge, and there's a stream that runs underneath. So I'm going to fill up my pouch from there. So I've then got some more water on my second stop. I've also got a bottle of clean water just to be sure. I think the squeeze filter will do fine. Just a ball really, just for a cup of tea. Or coffee, I should say. So we've got the jet ball working, turning up a bit, so it's coming quicker. Pretty pleased with my jet boil. Really am pleased with that. So far we've been on a steam train, we've been up the side of the River Severn, we've had an ice cream Upper Arley. I haven't seen that many people. There was a busy bit between Upper Arley and where I'm now, because there's a car park and people come for a Sunday wander. And it's the only real path between the car park and the Severn Valley Railway, the tea shop. It's like a main thoroughfare, so that bit was always going to be busy. So I've got my cup out, I'm going to have a cup of coffee and something to eat. Alright, so I'm annoyed now. So I'm sitting there all on my own, in the middle of nowhere, and there's two people walking dogs. With leads in the hand, I've just allowed their dog to come and jump me while I was eating my sandwich. What is wrong with these dog walkers? I exclude all the dog walkers who listen to this, because I know they would keep their dogs in control, but they're walking past, they saw me in plenty of time. So they had plenty of time to call the dogs back, put them on the lead, walk past me and then carry on with the walk. But no, what do they do? Oh, I'm so sorry, mate, I didn't realise they'd do that. Well, put on a flaming lead. It's as though they've got to lure them to themselves. I was sitting there doing absolutely nothing. It's really peed me off. Yes, that's kind of sat in the shine of this walk now, that is. I've now got dirty paw prints all down my clean trousers. So if you listen to this and you're a dog owner and you're irresponsible, stick the damn thing on the lead, will you? Right, then relax.